Welcome to this episode of the Not Another Leadership Podcast, where you, the leaders at the University of Tennessee, drive the discussions and craft the conversations. In this episode, we have the privilege to hear from UT Knoxville's career development coach, Nancy Burkett, in a discussion about how managers can support staff development through simple conversations that can propel the success of others. Like goalposts in the Tennessee River, let's dive in. Hey, listeners, I'm your host, Brian Watkins, and sitting across from me is my good friend and colleague, Nancy Burkett. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you for inviting me, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners today.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you. And, you know, many people don't know about the work that you do and how unique it is for our university, particularly as large of a university here that, you know, at UT, for having a role and for the service that you provide and with a focus on the career development for staff. So why don't you go ahead, tell people about yourself, your experiences in higher education, and how you're serving the staff here at UT.
Well, I started in this new role in September of 2022, having worked within career development and higher education for the past 32 years. Career development coaching for staff is not only new to UT, but to all of higher ed. So far, I've found only six other universities offering career development coaching for staff. I'm so glad my alma mater, UT, is leading and innovating by demonstrating the importance of career development. I'm also grateful to all of you for listening because you care about supporting the development of your teams.
Wow, that's incredible that we're one of only a few higher education institutions that have this function that is focused on the staff's career development. Listeners, if you don't know, Nancy and I, we led a session together called The Value of Staff Development. And while Nancy's role is crucial to that process, the core of career development is actually dependent on the pendulum of your relationship and the conversations that you have with your staff.
I love the way you stated it in our session, Brian. Career development should be employee-driven and manager-supported. In every survey we see of employees, career development is a top need. Staff are seeking the support of their supervisors in their career development. And we know you're listening because you value staff development, but you may not be certain how to support the individual members of your teams when their needs are so different. We also realize that when you're so busy managing day-to-day operations and strategic visioning for the future, career development can be that elusive goal you want to achieve, but which fails to take precedence over the needs of the moment. We want to assure you that supporting your staff in their development doesn't have to be an overwhelming task. We believe it's possible to weave this support into everyday interactions with your team. What I often hear when meeting with staff is that they just don't know how to start this conversation with their supervisor.
Yeah, that was a really interesting point that you brought up through the information that we shared during our session. You know, many people don't know you as I do, as colleagues. We sit across the hall from each other. And so I know that you track the trends, the data, both quantitative and qualitative data, extremely well. I heard a leader say once that data is talking, but it's important to know who's listening to the data. And I think that you do a great job at listening to the data. So have you been able to identify, you know, why staff are hesitant to start the conversation about their career development with their leader?
Well, I definitely know your staff have development on their minds because I talk with them about this every day. They just don't know how to begin the conversation with you. They're afraid you'll be upset, think they're going to leave, write them off, and stop investing in their development. Initiating a conversation with them shows you care, which can make all the difference in their engagement, motivation, and retention.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see that through different statistics across the board. Several surveys all point to the same information, saying that career development and the way that you connect and build that relationship with your employees is crucial to keeping them and to reducing your turnover. So, Nancy, what happens when employees don't have these career development conversations with their supervisors?
I've learned that the majority of staff aren't dissatisfied in their current roles, but they are seeking advancement, either within their current department, if possible, or elsewhere at UT. And they are defining advancement as growth, development, and affirmation that their ideas and contributions matter. When asked if they've explored opportunities within their department, many indicate there's no room for advancement. Yet few have had conversations with their supervisors about their career goals and opportunities for them to grow and develop. They are more likely to quietly search and leave. Retention of staff is such a critically important issue within today's job market. When we miss the opportunity for developmental conversations with our staff, we miss the chance to share opportunities that could be present for them to develop where they are, or at least within the university.
Yeah. You know, Nancy, as a manager and leader, we should want the opportunity to have these conversations. But what we hear from managers as well is that there are barriers in place, or they perceive barriers that cause them to be hesitant or reluctant to start the conversation with their employees. And so we actually addressed this in our session, and we call those the five myths blocking staff development. So let's go through these five myths for the listeners today.
There's a wonderful book we recommend called Help Them Grow or Watch Them Go by Beverly Kay and Julie Winkle Giuliani. They discuss these five myths, and the first myth is that there simply isn't enough time. Of course, time is a scarce resource for every manager, but in reality, you're having regular conversations with your employees anyway. What if you could redirect some of that time and some of those conversations to focus on their development?
Yeah, absolutely. And as a leader, you know, while you have your employee, you feel like there's just so much work going on. You don't have enough time to have these conversations. But at the same time, if you don't have the conversation, you may find yourself having to find time to backfill the position if the employee decides to leave. So it's definitely important to think about, is the time worth investing in being able to have these conversations and just opening the conversation up with your employee? So that's myth one. What's myth two?
Well, this is one I've definitely embraced in the past. Developing people could lead them to leave and upset the balance of our well-running departments, right? Actually, this is a bit like the ostrich with its head in the sand. Your staff already have growth on their minds, whether you address it or not. Opening space for these conversations can result in higher engagement, increased enthusiasm and motivation, and retention. Myth number three states that since employees need to own their own careers, it's not a manager's job to focus on their career development. Of course, employees own their own career development, but we believe managers have an essential role in helping empower and support them, and this role plays out through engaging in conversations.
Wow. So the first three myths are crucial, but I have to say that myth number four may be my favorite myth that we discuss. And I think it ties into the changing career ladder. And you outlined an incredible mindset shift on what the career ladder looks like today. So can you explain what that looks like?
Sure. Myth number four is that everyone wants more, bigger, or better promotions, raises, or status. The traditional career ladder is based on getting a promotion up the ladder, moving up each rung. But today, the ladder often simply doesn't exist. Your employees want to define what career development means to them, which doesn't necessarily mean moving up in position, but could mean enhancing their skills in a particular area, being challenged and offered the opportunity to take on new projects, continuing to learn, grow and see their talents and contributions valued. Rather than the traditional career ladder, we now see career development as a rock climbing wall with growth up, down, over, around, or even growing in place.
I love this example one because it reminds me, it just takes me back to high school because I had the opportunity to be on a rock climbing team. And, you know, sometimes when you're on that wall, you get into a spot where it's really hard to go up vertically. And so you have to traverse, you know, horizontally, you know, along the wall before you're able to then be able to move up to kind of where you really want to get to or to be able to get to the top of that wall. And so the change here is that professionals want to, and they're willing to have horizontal mobility as long as they're learning new skills, they're maybe being able to go through some trainings, maybe they're able to earn or you are able to invest in their ability to attain some sort of certification. There are so many things that you can do as a leader that pay huge dividends to helping your employee move vertically up the wall, even though right now that may look like it's more horizontal.
Absolutely, Brian. All of us want to be appreciated, valued, have our contributions matter, and feel we're making a difference.
So the final myth, myth number five, is that development should focus on individuals who have high potential for leadership roles and who often already know their plans. Explain for everyone why this is a myth.
Well, first of all, everyone can benefit from conversations with their supervisors about their development. But what about your solid performers who end up doing the bulk of the work in your department? You may think they don't care about continuing to develop, but I can guarantee you they do. Maybe it's not a traditional view of development, like the career ladder we discussed, but they definitely have thoughts, dreams, and goals for the future. Beginning a conversation with them can increase their engagement and boost their motivation. And showing you care about them and their development yields great benefits in their retention.
Isn't it amazing how much caring for other people and just showing that care through conversation can play such a huge role in not just their development, but your relationship and just everything around. And we see that with the retention, with engagement of employees. And it's so much is just on that pendulum of the relationships and the conversations that you're willing to have with your team members. So, Nancy, I want to provide the listeners some takeaways that they can have to consider when moving forward with having these conversations, since we know it's hard for the employees to start the conversation, and it can be difficult for the managers, the leaders, to start the conversation. So, can you quickly discuss the roles that a new leader plays in career development for their staff?
I'm glad to, Brian. UC Berkeley provides a wonderful resource describing the four main roles every leader can play: coach, advisor, connector, and appraiser. As a coach, you help employees use their strengths, interests, and values by maintaining open communication. As an advisor, you provide organizational information, realities, and resources to the employees. The connector helps employees meet their goals by providing context with people and resources. And the appraiser evaluates performance in an open way and relates it to potential opportunities. All of these roles can be filled at various points in the relationship between the leader and employee.
Yeah, this is so good as we think through the various roles that we have to play as leaders. You know, remember, folks, as leaders, these conversations are key to engagement and retention. And let's start thinking about development opportunities as that rock climbing wall and sometimes going, you know, traversing horizontally, but also how do we see that? How do we use our knowledge of what that might look like so that they can move vertically in the future?
Absolutely. So before we run out of time, I'd like to share five questions every manager needs to ask their employees based on the article by Susan Peppercorn in the Harvard Business Review. Question number one: how would you like to grow within this organization? Two, do you feel a sense of purpose in your job? Three, what do you need from me to do your best work? Four, what are we currently not doing as an organization that you feel we should do? Five, do you have the opportunity to do what you do best every day?
These questions are great, and they're easy to ask in a one-on-one or just as a regular practice. You know, how easy is it for you to think, you know, at the end of the conversation, just to say, hey, what do you need from me to do your best work? And just having that openness with your employees so that they know you're always willing to hear what they have to say, or they have an open door to share with you, hey, here's a barrier. Can you help me break it down? It's so important. And so when we think about having these conversations, you know, a lot of it goes into having a, you know, growth mindset or a growth culture. You know, having a growth culture can be facilitated by asking these questions regularly. So as we wrap up this conversation, Nancy, are there any other thoughts that you want the listeners to know about the value of staff development?
Thank you all for caring about your teams and their development. This has been such a great conversation, Brian. Thank you for inviting me. I'd love to continue the conversation. Let's follow up by offering managers additional practical suggestions for facilitating developmental conversations with their employees.
Well, Nancy, I think what I hear you suggesting is that this should be a podcast one, and we need to do a follow-up podcast right after this. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, listeners, as you have just heard, what we are going to do then, since Nancy's opened the door, we're going to have Nancy back next time for an episode two. So, Nancy, thank you so much for coming today and being a part of this. And we look forward to the next time that we get to listen to learning more about the value of staff development.
Thank you so much, Brian. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thanks. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation on the Not Another Leadership podcast. If you would like more information on career development or leadership development, you can find a full list of resources that we provide at hr.utk.edu. Career development is under the current employees section, and leadership development is located under the learning and organization development tab. If you would like to recommend a topic to be discussed on the Not Another Leadership podcast, you can do that on our podcast page under learning and organizational development. Until next time, go Vols.